This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Loveland police have arrested a man suspected of vandalizing an unofficial memorial to conservative political activist Charlie Kirk. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The damage occurred at a home in Loveland. The residents hung a banner on their fence reading RIP Charlie Kirk, We Stand With You. The sign was surrounded with American flags and solar lights. Overnight on Saturday, someone lit the display on fire and vandalized a car parked at the house. Police said their initial investigation suggested the damage was politically motivated. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Tomorrow, two events are scheduled in Fort Collins in honor of Charlie Kirk. They'll be hosted at Colorado State University. The state's top politicians are urging a Texas company known for its giant travel plazas not to try to put one near the top of Monument Hill in El Paso County. KRCC's Andrew Chalfin has more.
Governor Jared Polis and both of Colorado's U.S. senators wrote to the president and CEO of the company that operates Bucky's to express their concern. The company wants to build just over the hill from the Greenland open space, potentially impacting how the public and wildlife experience the area. The letter urges the company to select a different site. The town of Palmer Lake has been mired in a nasty battle over whether to annex land just off I-25 for Bucky's. Polis and the senators note a recent special election there resulted in the recall of two town trustees and voter control over annexation decisions. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
It's just about 7:06. This is CPR News.